This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran on Saturday named a man it once arrested in connection with a recent explosion and power outage at its main Natanz nuclear site as talks get underway in Vienna to try to save Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. State TV said that Reza Karimi, the perpetrator of the sabotage, has been identified by Iran's intelligence ministry. It said that he had fled Iran before last Sunday's blast that Islamic Report, Republic, has blamed on the arch foe Israel. A television showed that what it said was a photograph of the suspected perpetrator on a red car that had Interpol wanted written on it. The card listed his age as 43. State TV also aired footage of rows of what it said were centrifuges that had been replaced and the ones damaged in the blast at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant. Meanwhile, Tehran's chief negotiator Saturday said that a new understanding is emerging at talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Abbas Araghchi said after a meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal that the Iranian delegation had submitted proposed text on nuclear issues and the lifting of sanctions and the work on a common text, at least in areas where there are common views. Araghchi was quoted as saying that while serious disagreements remained, a new understanding appears to be emerging. This is VOA News. The world's two biggest economies and carbon polluters, the United States and China, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change. This is just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss that very issue. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. China and the United States pump out nearly half of the fossil fuel fumes that are warming the planet's atmosphere. Their cooperation is key to a success of global efforts to curb climate change, but frayed ties over human rights, trade, and China's territorial claims to Taiwan and the South China Sea have been threatening to undermine such efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he will increase the maximum number of refugees admitted this year to the United States from 15,000. The 15,000 cap was first set by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. Biden signed an order Friday extending that cap from the government's fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. Biden signed that order limiting U.S. refugee admissions this year to the historically low 15,000 cap. Criticism mounted, and the White House issued a statement saying that Biden would set a final increased refugee cap for the remainder of the fiscal year by May 5th. The State Department has ordered non-essential diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Chad to leave the African nation due to potential insurgent attacks on the capital. The department said in a travel alert issued Saturday that it had taken the step because armed groups from the northern part of the country have moved south and appeared headed toward the city. In addition to non-essential embassy staff, the families of American personnel stationed there are also being ordered to leave. The department has long recommended that Americans not travel there because of civil unrest in the presence of the jihadist Boko Haram group. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.